This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're talking with Alex Travat, who is the director and co-founder of MediBuddy and MediStudents, two websites which provide educational resources for doctors and medical students. And Dr. Travat, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
No, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, sir. Certainly appreciate your joining us here today and looking forward to hearing all the details on these resources for educational purposes. So what is the most common cause of stress for those preparing for an exam? Let's start there today.
Well, there's probably two main causes of stress. The first one being leaving it too late, and the second one being not properly planning out your revision in the build up to the exam. And the first one's pretty obvious. The late, if you leave it too late, you're going to be under time pressure and you're constantly going to be feeling anxious that you're not going to cover enough stuff. But the other one's a bit more subtle. So even if you start very early, if you haven't actually planned out your revision, it's not necessarily going to be effective, and you'll get closer and closer to the day of the exam and you'll realize that you've not actually covered the stuff properly, and that you don't know enough in order to pass or do well in the exam.
If you certainly want a truckload of stress, wait to the last minute to get prepared for an exam. No doubt about that right there. Now, how can one reduce that stress in preparation?
Well, I mean, so the first step is make sure you start early enough. And I think with most universities or schools, you can normally see when the exam is going to be, you know, well in advance. Sometimes, you know, a good year in advance, you know the dates. And I think it makes sense really to plan out your year, even if it's just to get a rough idea, and say, right, this, you know, if my exam is in June, I'm going to start thinking about the exam maybe 4 or 5 months before, but not actually, you know, doing much work, and then slowly ramping up the work as you get closer. But really, I think the main thing is about the second one, about actually planning it properly. So making sure that before you start doing any work, you're really clear about what it is that you want to achieve. And that means going through the syllabus of the exam and writing a very clear plan of how you're going to tick off each bit of the syllabus and how you're going to make sure that you cover it. And you'll find that if you've got a really, you know, if you've got a solid plan and you've started well in advance, you're going to be much calmer as you approach the exam. And being calmer is just, it's better for your health in general. It's, you know, your mental health. And also it's going to be, you're going to get a better mark just because you'll be more effective in what you do. You'll remember stuff a lot better. So when it comes to the actual day, you'll feel like you're ready to go.
Yeah, really some good advice there. Thanks so much for your feedback. Now, how often should one take breaks when revising?
I mean, I guess it kind of depends on the person. Some people can get away with, you know, having a very solid bit of doing a solid bit of work for a long time and then taking a longer break, whereas some people need more regular breaks. I think in general, most people will end up feeling and doing better if they take regular breaks. I mean, for me, I know the thing that works best for me is if I, every half an hour, I try to take 2 or 3 minutes where I just get up and walk around and just try and clear my head a bit. And then every hour I try and take a bit longer just to not think about anything related to the exam or to the work I'm doing, you know, maybe go and have something to eat, go for a quick walk. But yeah, I think it will be person dependent. But the key thing really is to just make sure you take them regularly. And don't let yourself fall into the trap of just plugging away and constantly working, even when it's not, you know, it's not working for you. You're not taking anything in. You'll find that you'll learn more by taking the break and taking the time out and then coming back to it than you would if you just continued through.
Certainly some good information so far today. We're visiting with Alex Travat, who is the director and co-founder of MediBuddy and MediStudents, two websites which provide educational resources for doctors and medical students. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health Education and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what should you do if you feel so overwhelmed with all that you need to accomplish en route to taking that exam?
Yeah, you're right. No one wants to be it, but it's very common. I think most students have experienced it at some point. Some people experience it very often, some people not so much. I think really the first thing you should do if you're feeling overwhelmed is just stop, you know, take a step back, calm yourself down, because if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not going to be able to take anything in. And you can end up just making it worse by trying to push through it. So the first thing I say is stop, take a step back, and then go and speak to someone, be that, you know, a friend, a partner, or a family member, someone you trust, someone who knows you and is going to be that you can speak to and you can be open and honest about. And then once you've spoken to them, I think it then goes back to the planning side of things. You know, I find, particularly for me, that if I haven't got a solid plan, that feeling of being overwhelmed can come very quickly. Whereas if you just break it down and just come up with an idea of exactly how you're going to approach that day, that week, that month, it's much easier to deal with that feeling of there's so much to do and not enough time. So yeah, just take a step back, speak to someone, and then revisit your plan and work through it.
Also, Alex, what would you say is the best way to relax when preparing for an exam?
Well, I mean, everyone has different hobbies and different interests, different things they like to do. I think getting away from the screen or the, you know, the books that you use to revise is important. You know, getting up, doing some exercise, be it either a walk, going to the gym, you know, playing sport. These are all things that will take your mind off of what you're doing. I think the key is to make sure the relaxation you do is quality relaxation. You might find that actually spending 10 minutes doing, you know, going for a walk, doing exercise is actually more relaxing than, say, spending an hour in front of the TV. And another thing I found particularly is, you know, eating good food, making sure you're preparing a nice meal for yourself every day. That can be very relaxing. Some people, you know, are not into cooking. Some people are. But, you know, it's one of those things that it just takes your mind off of the exam and the work that you're doing. So I guess just finding what that thing is for you and then building it into your plan, you know, making sure you have something every day that you can do that's fully immersive and fully takes you away from it.
Alex, certainly appreciate your visit with us here today and for what you do in this space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or one last final tip? You've given us quite a bit already, or one last final tip for the listeners today along the lines of our conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest tip that I would give for anyone who is, you know, got an exam coming up is make sure you get all the information you can about that exam before you even start. You know, I'm talking months before. Make sure you fully understand. And that there's different ways to do that. There's the obvious Google search. If it's kind of a national exam, there's normally lots of information online. If not, your university, your college, or your school should have resources. Make sure you've read all of those resources well in advance. And another kind of hidden resource is people in the year above you, or people who've recently gone through that process. You know, particularly if they've done well in that exam, they'll be a wealth of knowledge for different ways of approaching it, different resources that you can use, things that work for them, things that didn't work for them. So if you can start talking to those people as soon as possible, you're going to find that actually when it comes to sitting down and revising, you're going to be in a much better position than you would have been if you kind of tried to do it all on your own without taking the advice of others.
Certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks. That has been helpful in all regards today, and thanks so much for what you do in this space. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into MediBuddy and MediStudents online. Where's the best place to take advantage?
Well, if you just click on the links, which I think will be in the bio below, they'll take you through. We've got lots of resources. A lot of them are specifically for doctors, but most of them can be applied to any type of exam. You know, these kind of things like taking a break, all these other general ideas for how to approach an exam, they apply to any topic. So there's lots of information on the website. So feel free to come along. And just if you have any other questions, just send us an email, which you can use the contact forms on the website for.
Sounds good. And we'll certainly leave links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Trevatt, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
No, thanks for having us. It's been great.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Alex Trevatt, who is the director and co-founder of MediBuddy and MediStudents, two websites which provide educational resources for doctors and medical students. And for further details, visit medibuddy.co.uk or medistudents.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.